You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Be here every week and tell your friends about it. Well, it's been a week or more since July 4th, and I sure hope that everybody out there celebrated the holiday with your family. Americans went on picnics. We watched displays of fireworks. They were particularly impressive in Washington, D.C. this year. Perhaps you took in a sporting event. We grilled out. We ate too much. We got sunburned. Maybe you even sang a few patriotic songs. I hope so, anyway. I know there's some sensitivity these days or nervousness about loving God and loving America. Some people call this Christian nationalism, whatever that is. I'm not nervous. I love America because it was founded by men who loved God. And I believe God has had his hand of protection on us from the very beginning of our nation. Now, the 4th of July is obviously not a Christian holiday. Christmas and Easter are the two prominent Christian days on the calendar. Christmas marks the birth of our Savior, an event that literally split history in two. Easter commemorates his death on the cross for our sins, followed by his resurrection that gives us hope for our eternal lives. But the 4th of July, nonetheless, marks the anniversary of our founding, and our founding was profoundly Christian in its motivation and purposes. I recently heard a July 4th sermon delivered by Dr. Mark Rudlin at Gateway Church in Texas. It was a really inspiring message, and some of what I'm sharing with you today reflects some of the points that he made. America was created, and its founding documents were written by men who had a dream, an idea, an ideal that drove them to risk everything, including their lives and fortunes. They wanted to build a country unlike any nation that existed in Europe or anywhere else. In fact, many of them fled Europe because of oppression. Everything they did was built on one singular truth, and it is this truth that makes us an exceptional nation. Here it is. The rights of men are given to us by the God of creation, the God of, in the beginning, he created the heaven and the earth, the God of the Bible. While the 4th of July is not in the Bible, the 4th of July would not be possible without the Bible. Our forefathers discovered the most important things of our founding in the Bible, most notably that we are made in the image of God, and that we have dignity, value, and worth because of that. The founders said this truth was self-evident. In other words, it was obvious. No additional evidence was required for it. All previous nations were built on the idea that men's rights came from government, from kings, czars, and parliaments. But America was built on the idea that rights come from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and could not be legitimately taken away by government, any government, including our own. I hope this isn't news to you. There are powerful forces in Washington, D.C., and in state capitals across the country that want to take away your God-given rights, and they will do so unless we wake up. The Constitution and Bill of Rights did not give us rights. Plenty of countries have paper documents claiming to give its citizens rights, even including the freedom of speech and religion. But a piece of paper alone is useless. The promises are worth nothing. Only America's founding documents say that these rights come from God. What our founding documents attempted to do was to stop our government, or any government, from stealing those God-given rights from us. Now, on July 4th, I hope all of us, in addition to having fun with your family and friends, took just a moment to thank God that we are citizens here in America, a country built on the idea of ordered liberty under God. This is a great gift. In many places in the world, a Christian who walks many miles with his family to church knows he faces the risk of being killed for his faith. It happens every Sunday around the world. My old boss, former President Ronald Reagan, used to do what he called the Gates test. The question he asked was, what happens when the gates of a country are open? Do people run in or do they run out? Well, in America, people run in whether the gates are open or closed. There's no big group of people in America desperately trying to get out of here. There are a lot of people in America that they say this place is terrible, that they hate America, that it's always been a failed nation. But do you notice they don't leave? I'd be glad to show them the door. No, they stay right here. Reagan also used to say that if we ever forget that we are one nation under God, we will end up being just one more nation that's gone under. Reagan's warning rings more true today than ever. And he was merely repeating in his folksy way what our founding fathers themselves said, that only a virtuous people can remain free. And if we lose our virtue, we'll lose our freedom. And the founders were only saying what God had written in his word about all the nations of the earth. The book of Joel promises that all nations, that means America too, will be judged. And certainly America, the recipient of so many blessings, will be held to a higher standard at that time of judgment. Abraham Lincoln once said he shuddered for America, knowing that our God is a just God. I tremble for our country when I see how rapidly America is falling away from the God who is the author of our liberty. I'm filled with sorrow to see how hesitant God's people often are in confronting the evil engulfing our nation. Dr. Dobson and all of us at JDFI implore pastors and other church leaders to lead, to inspire your congregations to boldly stand for our God-given rights. America is drowning. Our current government claims our children belong to them. But our children are gifts from God to us. We are responsible for them. Our children are being robbed of their innocence and exposed to adult sexuality in public school classrooms. Parents who object are labeled domestic terrorists. In Washington, D.C., the executive branch of our government works tirelessly to keep the number of abortions in America as high as possible. Powerful forces in our culture and schools are telling our children they might have been born in the wrong bodies and are pushing on them hideous medical procedures and powerful drugs that they will never recover from. How can any church be silent in the face of these evils? Psalm 33 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." From heaven, the Lord looks down and he sees all mankind, including all of us blessed to live in America, our country our founders intended to be a shining city upon a hill. We are not without hope. There are signs of revival and renewal in the church. And even in government, there have been some victories. The Supreme Court currently has at least 6 of its 9 justices who believe in the God of the Bible. And just a few days before July 4th, that Supreme Court voted 6-3 to protect the religious liberty and freedom of speech of a Christian woman who refused to create a website promoting same-sex marriage. She believed in the biblical definition of marriage and was willing to literally lose her livelihood rather than disobey God's word. Her example should inspire us all. Here's the truth. Our freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom to raise our children consistent with the word of God are all under attack by powerful elements in our own government. These are our God-given rights, and we must defend them. The reason we celebrated July 4th in 2023 is that even with all of our problems and failures, millions of Americans still had the freedom to worship God, to petition our government, to speak freely, to defend our families, and to vote. Previous generations defended our God-given rights so that today, we can still love God and love America. But now it's our turn. for the future of our children and grandchildren to defend faith, family, and freedom. That's what we're doing at the James Dobson Family Institute, and we want you to stand with us. God bless you, my friends.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.